World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.
That is a terrific shot.
Welcome to the World Cricket Weekly Talk Update, serious cricket talk for the hardened cricketer. I'm Parth Mukherjee. In this week's edition, India-Pakistan cricketing ties may get revived this year, England tour boycott option still on for Australian players, Yuvraj Singh nearing full fitness set to play again soon, and ICC accused of favouring Duckworth-Lewis method over Jayadevan's system. Pakistan Cricket Board Chairman Zaka Ashraf expects that cricketing ties with India is likely to get revived this year. It seems that the Pakistan board wants that both teams play two 2020 matches, one in India and one in Pakistan at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore in last week of December. Sources say that India had agreed in principle to play one 2020 match in December in India. Formalities of the bilateral series are expected to be finalized during the ICC annual conference in Kuala Lumpur later this month. India froze bilateral cricketing ties with Pakistan in 2008 after Mumbai terror attacks. Australian cricketers are not ruling out boycotting their ODI tour of England next month if the stalemate in the new pay negotiations is not resolved by June 30th deadline. The cricketers have threatened to go on strike during the one-day tour of England, scheduled to be held from June 29 to July 10, or the World 2020 to be played in Sri Lanka in September this year. Talks between the Australian Cricket Association and Cricket Australia have so far failed to resolve the issue of the players' share of cricket revenue, which has become the major stumbling block in agreeing to a new memorandum of understanding. India's star all-rounder Yuvraj Singh is likely to return to the cricket field very soon, as the latest CT scan of his chest has revealed that the scarring tissue close to his lungs is almost gone. Yuvraj spent around 5 days at the National Cricket Academy in Bangalore last week, where his fitness was assessed by the medical team of the cricket board. The 2011 World Cup's player of the tournament has already started batting and even took part in a 4-and-over match against Ishant Sharma, who is also going through fitness drills at the NCA after his ankle surgery. And finally, V. Jayadevan, the Indian engineer who developed the VJD system for calculating target scores in interrupted limited overs cricket, has written to International Cricket Council Chief Sharad Pawar asking for an independent assessment of his work. Jayadevan has alleged bias in ICC's evaluation. He has reportedly said that one of the experts in the ICC Cricket Committee, which recently evaluated his system and rejected it, behaved like a spokesperson of Duckworth-Lewis method, and thus his system should be re-evaluated by neutral experts. In his letter, he insists a neutral comparison with the prevalent Duckworth-Lewis method will prove the superiority of his calculations. Last week, the ICC Cricket Committee rejected the VJD method again, leading to former India captain Sunil Gavaskar suggesting in his newspaper column that the panelists were biased and that Jayadevan was being discriminated against. So that's it for this edition of the World Cricket Weekly Talk Update. Catch my comments every week. Until next time, I'm Parth Mukherjee. We'll see you at the crease.
That is a terrific shot.
World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.